Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 11th. You'll be interested to know, 39 years ago, today, in 1985, Pete Rose, a Hall of Fame caliber baseball player, registered his 4,192nd career hit, breaking the record set by Ty Cobb. This historic achievement solidified Rose's status as one of the most prolific hitters in the history of baseball. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee to thigh high swell on Wednesday morning with semi-glassy conditions and west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, turning bumpy in the afternoon with winds shifting to west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday and Friday mornings, expect waist-high swell with semi-choppy conditions and bumpy afternoons. Saturday will feature knee-to-waist-high swell with glassy mornings and bumpy afternoons. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning until 9 at 2 feet. Then it gets a little choppy midday and might remain that way for your sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west swell is 1 feet at 18 seconds and the onshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be 1 foot at 12:15 with a 3.5-foot high tide at 8:15. This morning it's foggy and feels like 66 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:59 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up by late morning, leading to mostly sunny skies with a high near 75 and a gentle west breeze. Tonight, we'll see patchy fog after 11 with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Friday, clearing by mid-morning. Days will be mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid-70s and light southwest winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low to mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a U.S. Navy chief has been demoted after secretly installing a Starlink satellite dish on the San Diego-based warship, the USS Manchester, to access the internet for social media and entertainment while deployed. Grissel Marrero, a command senior chief, and others paid $2,800 for the kit, using it to communicate and stay updated. Investigators found she attempted to conceal the network, which she nicknamed Stinky, by disguising it as a printer. Following a court-martial conviction for dereliction of duty, she was demoted to chief petty officer due to a loss of confidence in her leadership. Now on to sports. It has been a strange baseball season, with many top teams faltering since July 1st. The Philadelphia Phillies, Los Angeles Dodgers, and Baltimore Orioles, once among the best, have all seen their records decline significantly. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks and New York Mets have surged, winning the most games in the second half. Notably, the Milwaukee Brewers have consistently led the National League Central Division. In player news, the New York Yankees called up Jasson Domínguez, and Coomer Rocker will start for the Texas Rangers as they deal with injuries to key players. in local sports. The Padres took down the Mariners 7-3 last night at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. Yu Darvish got the win, improving his record to 5-3 with a solid 6 innings of work, while George Kirby took the loss for Seattle. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit his 15th home run of the season, a powerful shot to right center field, while Manny Machado blasted his 26th homer, driving in 2 runs. Luis Arraez and Donovan Solano added runs for San Diego as well. Tonight, Michael King will take the mound for the Padres, who are on a strong road run facing Seattle's Brian Wu at 9:40 p.m. San Diego currently leads the NL wildcard race with an 82-64 record, staying second in the NL West, 5.5 games behind the Dodgers. In top news, mold can be found in surprising places within your kitchen, from dishwashers to refrigerator gaskets. This diverse group of fungi thrives in environments with water, food, and oxygen, making kitchens ideal breeding grounds. While small amounts of mold may not pose health risks, they can still induce allergic reactions. To combat kitchen mold, experts recommend keeping surfaces clean and dry, reducing humidity, and frequently cleaning areas like coffee machines and refrigerator seals. If you find mold on food, toss moist items, while denser foods can often be salvaged. Proper hygiene is essential to prevent mold growth and maintain a healthy kitchen. In business news, Palantir Technologies is experiencing a significant stock surge after it was announced that the data analytics company will join the S&P 500 index on September 23rd. Peter Thiel, Palantir's co-founder and chairman, is poised to sell up to nearly $1 billion of stock. This plan, allowing the sale of over 28 million shares by December 31st, 2025, was adopted in May. Palantir shares have doubled this year with no slowdown in sight. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,900. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $134. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists are delving into the intriguing possibility that wormholes might be influencing our perception of the universe. Researchers in Greece propose that these tiny structures could help explain discrepancies in our understanding of gravity and the expansion of the universe. Their findings, published in a peer-reviewed journal, suggest that the positive cosmological constant has created mathematical issues, predicting values much larger than observed. By incorporating microscopic wormholes into their models, the scientists believe they can account for dark energy and the observed cosmological constant, potentially reshaping our understanding of space-time itself. Entertainment news. In The Order, Jude Law shines as a haunted lawman, potentially earning his first Oscar nomination in 21 years. The 51-year-old English actor portrays Terry Husk, an FBI agent drawn back into a violent investigation after relocating to Idaho. The film, directed by Justin Kurzel, premiered at the Venice Film Festival and is based on a book about the FBI's pursuit of a domestic terror group in the 1980s. Critics have embraced the film, drawing parallels to real-world extremism. The Order will be released in limited theaters on December 6th, showcasing Law's compelling performance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Charlie Hustle himself, Pete Rose. And he said, "Willie Mays could throw better, and Hank Aaron could hit more home runs. But I've got enthusiasm. I've got desire. I've got hustle. Those are God-given talents, too." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.